సత్వాం పరమం పవిత్రం సమోదమ సత్యమనుగ్రహశ్చ తపస్థితక్షానుభవశ్చ యాత్ర. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Vaishnavananda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Vedas are my eternal transcendental self incarnation. Therefore, the Vedas are Sabda Brahma. In this world, the Brahmanas thoroughly study all the Vedas. And because they assimilate the Vedic conclusions, they are also to be considered the Vedas personified. The Brahmanas are situated in the supreme transcendental mode of nature, Sattva Guna. Because of this, they are fixed in mind control, Sama, sense control, Dhamma, and truthfulness, Satya. They describe the Vedas in their original sense, and out of mercy, anugraha, they preach the superpurpose of the Vedas to all conditioned souls. They practice penance, tapasya, and tolerance, titiksha, and they realize the position of the living entity and the Supreme Lord, Anubhava. These are the eight qualifications of the Brahmanas. Therefore, among all living entities, no one is superior to the Brahmanas. Report by His Divine Grace, Srila Abhaycharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yes. This is a true description of a Brahmana. A Brahmana is one who has assimilated the Vedic conclusions by practicing mind and sense control. He speaks the true version of all the Vedas, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedya. By studying all the Vedas, one should come to understand the transcendental position of Lord Shri Krishna. One who actually assimilated the essence of the Vedas can preach the truth. He is compassionate to conditioned souls who are suffering the threefold miseries of this conditional world due to their not being Krishna conscious. A Brahmana should take pity on the world and preach Krishna consciousness in order to elevate them. Sri Krishna Himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally descends into this universe from the spiritual kingdom to teach conditioned souls about the values of spiritual life. He tries to induce them to surrender unto Him. Similarly, the Brahmanas do the same thing. After assimilating the Vedic instructions, they assist the Supreme Lord in His endeavor to deliver conditioned souls. The Brahmanas are very dear to the Supreme Lord due to their high sattva guna qualities, and they also engage in welfare activities for all conditioned souls in the material world. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, 24th verse, in the matter of Lord Rishabhadeva's teachings. Harihi Om Tat Sat, spoken at ISKCON Penang Center on this 19th day of December in the 101,999th year Christabdo, or the 513th year Gaurabdha of our beloved Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Golden Mercy Avatar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So kindly, all of you, become qualified as Brahmana. This is the purport. Everyone, as a Vaishnava, if you have the quality of a Vaishnava, then automatically you also can easily achieve the qualities of a Brahmana. That means that the devotees, they are expected to have and to act as a brahmana. Many times you find members of the public congregation or devotees who are frustrated because they say that our devotee is not acting up to this standard. It's not so easy to be brahmana. Not that you just put on 2 paisas worth of thread and you're brahmana. To be brahmana means that one should act in this way. How does a brahmana get these qualities? This verse very clearly explains it. First of all, he assimilates the Sabda Brahma, the transcendental sound vibration and the message of the Lord. So because the brahmana not only assimilates or understands this Vedic version, therefore he is considered a Veda personified. In the first canto of Bhagavatam it says Bhagavata Nitya Sevaya, to serve the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. Srila Prabhupada said he wanted his devotees to become so pure so that by serving them people would become purified. By associating with the devotees they would become blessed. So it's a very big responsibility. You have to become pure in order to purify others. So the brahmanas, they are to live by the Vedas. No excuse to say, Prabhu, I'm not a pure devotee, therefore I'm not able to act according to my principle. Human being means that we should act according to principle. And especially the brahmanas, everything they do is according to these Vedic conclusions. Because of that, they are in the supreme transcendental mode of the material nature, the sattva guna. And the pure brahmanas who are Vaishnavas are in the suddha sattva mode, the mode of pure goodness. Hare Krishna. Glories to the Lord. And the mode of goodness, so these are their qualities. Sama, Dhamma, Satvam, Anugrahas, Tapas, Tetiksha, Anubhavas. So the first quality is mind control. How many of you find controlling the mind easy? So it's not a small thing to control the mind. What is the procedure we use for controlling the mind? Chanting and devotional service. So we engage the mind in chanting, hearing, and other activities of devotional service. In other words, keep the mind busy. The Mayavadis try to keep the mind blank, no thought. Can you do that? For 10 minutes, you keep your mind blank. For 1 minute. 10 seconds. It's very difficult. How to keep the mind blank? Always so many thoughts are coming in the mind, one after another. So that to even just to get to the blank mind state takes many years of practice of yoga. But if we try to fill our mind with Krishna, then we can do that very quickly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So it's easier to replace a thought than to keep the thoughts empty. So that's how we do the sama. And with dhamma or sense control, we also do by engaging the senses in Krishna's service. Truthfulness is a question of principle. When we know we cannot cheat Krishna, anything we say which is not true will create problems. When we have the principle that we want to speak whatever is true, because Krishna is himself the supreme truth. This is the Brahmana who always speaks the truth. He's known as Satyavak. If for 12 years someone tells always the truth and never tells a lie, then whatever they say will become true also. Is it possible for 12 years to never tell one lie? Not if you're a businessman. For you, I make no profits. But Yudhisthira, he was a Satyavak. He never spoke anything false, even though he was a Brahmana, was a Kshatriya. But he was a Raja Rishi. He had both also the qualities of Brahminical qualities plus the Kshatriya qualities. So devotees, they should not frivolously tell a lie. Should tell the truth. Sometimes when we're preaching in countries where we're banned, we have to tell things to avoid apprehension for Krishna's sake. Like in Soviet Union time, if KGB said, you know, what you're doing, you cannot tell them the truth, you know. How could they say, well, we were singing folk songs, they used to say, right? So it wasn't a lie. We were singing folk songs. It was a song, traditional song of India. Giving Krishna consciousness to others is anugraha, that's a mercy. Today we're doing Ekadasi, so we're not taking grains. This and other type of penances are tapasya. Sometimes that means you have to tolerate your senses demands, you have to tolerate different people treating you in a way which is not appropriate. That's called tatiksha, tolerance. We need to realize again and again. We need to realize the position of the Absolute Truth. That's anubhav, realization. Different parts of the Vedas and the Gita, here in Bhagavad, there are different qualities of Brahmana. So these qualities are mentioned. Especially the devotees who are preaching, or in general anyone who is a devotee, they need to try to act according to all these qualities. It cannot just be done artificially, but by chanting Hare Krishna and being a devotee, it's possible. But one should make an effort not to obviously go against these. Those who don't act accordingly, they're actually creating disturbance in their spiritual life. Lord Chaitanya said not to allow the weeds to grow in the heart. Right? So he also said don't do jiva himsa, violence to other living entities, nishidachara, breaking the principles, kutinati, diplomacy. The kutinati means lying. Telling somebody something just to agitate the situation. Or maybe not lying, but telling something which is true but unpalatable and inappropriate. Not a constructive criticism. Prabhupada didn't agree that in case somebody had a spiritual difficulty, that should be broadcasted to everyone. Because that would simply discourage that person. Unless it's constructive, what is the use to tell? So there's a lot of, for devotee, in addition to all these things, everything is done for the pleasure of Krishna. A brahmana may just do his sense control just because it's religiously recommended. But the devotee does everything because it's for Krishna's pleasure. So devotee has got all the qualities of a brahmana but more. One time Bhaktivinoda Thakur was invited to go to speak at an assembly of brahmanas. But he was not able to go, so he sent Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when he was still a boy. A young man rather. So when he went there, he spoke about all the qualities of the brahmanas. Even there's another verse where there's 12 qualities of a brahmana. So he mentioned all the 12 qualities of a brahmana. All the brahmanas were very pleased by this. But then he said that the devotees of Krishna, the Vaishnavas, have got 13 qualities because they also have this 12 plus everything is offered to Krishna. And then he established that even greater than the brahmanas are the Vaishnavas. So not only do we want devotees to be brahmanas but also Vaishnava. But someone Vaishnava, that means that they should also at least act like a brahmana. To be a real Vaishnava is a very exalted thing. You cannot imagine how great it is. Because even Krishna, he says that he always protect his devotee, and how a devotee is so very dear to him. The Lord Rishabhdev, he is teaching his sons to respect the brahmanas and also to act like brahmanas. So Prabhupada said the whole reason he created the Krishna conscious movement was to create brahmanas. Because brahmanas are working for the welfare of society. Brahmanas care about the society. They want to see his fallen souls delivered. Vaishya wants to see he gets some money, but he should also be responsible and contribute for the welfare of society. The Kshatriya is supposed to be our protector. He's supposed to protect the innocent and the weak. He's supposed to be a chivalrous person, caballero. And sutras are supposed to be good workers, supposed to be conscientious workers. So everybody has got a principle to work by in the varnashram system. And the Vaishyas, the Vaishnavas are actually transcendental even to the Varnashram system. That doesn't mean that they don't act as Brahmanas. It means that because they do everything for Krishna, it is beyond even goodness. It's pure goodness. So if the devotees can show these qualities, then naturally people will appreciate. Sometime in the beginning of the movement in the West, some devotees speculated that, okay, for Krishna it's okay to go into the grocery store and shoplift for Krishna. Then they get caught. People would think these people are dishonest. The Prabhupada never said we should do stealing for Krishna. So like that, we cannot start speculating. Everything is all right for Krishna. If there was really some emergency, like we heard that Lord Ramanuja, you see all these Buddhist temples, the kings had stolen the deities and melted down and stolen the gold and created big Buddhas. So then Ramanuja stole back the gold to put on the temple of Vishnu by stealing the one Buddha. He had three or four disciples who were very special. One could walk on water, one could go as small as he wanted, one could have unlimited strength. Like that. So one could open up any door. So he sent them and they opened up the door to the temple of Buddha, and they entered inside and they took away this solid gold Buddha. And they melted it down and put it on the temple of Sri Ranganath. So that particular activity was authorized to the Acharya. But we cannot imitate that everything we can do like that. Today, we have to act in a very careful way. Those were the 1,000 years ago, things were a bit different. Today, if the devotees don't act in a very exemplary way, and it creates a whole stigma. Prabhupada expected the devotees to act like this. He didn't expect that some school teachers are going to abuse the students. He didn't expect that men will abuse the women. He doesn't expect that the people will act in a way completely against the religious principles. Vedas say we should protect the children, the women, the old men. Recently one lady, she cursed, she said, "Don't worry, all of you men are going to get old and then you'll also be abused when you're old men." And if you don't fix up the things by then. She's already standing curse from the women who felt abused. You see, the old people, they're helpless, you know, really, really old, you know, they get helpless. So the human civilization means that you take care of those who are more helpless than, that's the way it goes. So this is all based on the Brahminical culture. The Brahmanas are there to remind people what they should do. So nobody's going to follow the Brahmanas if they don't practice what they preach. But because the Brahmanas act according to their principles. Therefore, they are respected as the most important people. So it's very important that here, especially in Malaysia, there's a very good preaching field. People are very receptive. But the devotees need to act in a very exemplary way. Lord Chaitanya used to teach, his teaching was apani acharita dharma porekishikao. You practice apani acharita, you practice yourself. By practicing yourself and showing a good example, you teach others. One time Achyutananda Maharaj, he had heard some Mayavadi giving lecture from some mission. And in the lecture he is speaking to all the people how they have to act in a very appropriate way. Then he went to see him in his quarters. And there he found that he was opened up his refrigerator. Inside he had a deer, he had a meat. He was shocked. He said, but you told all the people to act in a very exemplary way. He said, yes, you see, when I'm in the temple I also am very exemplary. But this is my private life. Why are you looking at all these things? So is that Brahminical? So like this, there's so many cheaters. The Prabhupada wanted to create people who were very sincere, men and women who acted according to their Krishna conscious principle. So by doing that you become dear to Krishna. It's austerity. See, there's no use of criticizing others. We should try to be exemplary ourselves and in this way live by our principle. Then Krishna will appreciate. This is also titikshava. Somehow we're tolerant. But for preaching, we have to tell the devotees what they should do. We have opportunity to preach and we also should tell. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question? He tries to induce them to surrender unto him. So the Brahmanas do the same thing. After assimilating the Vedic instructions, they assist the Supreme Lord in his endeavor to deliver conditioned souls. The Brahmanas are very dear to the Supreme Lord due to their high sattva guna qualities, and they also engage in welfare activities for all conditioned souls in the material world. Of course, if somebody is following Prabhupada's instruction, that's also part of the samadhamma, mind and sense control. How we control our senses according to the orders of the Guru. In one verse, all the details aren't given, but that's understood also. Even then, the Brahmana, they're helping the Lord and delivering the people. They may not be able to spread pure Krishna consciousness, but they're spreading their religious principles. They're telling people to live a good life. They're telling them what to do. But to actually give Krishna consciousness, you need the mercy of Krishna. Brahmanas are not always giving Krishna consciousness. They may also be giving Vedic principles which are in the mode of goodness, moral principles. People need to also hear that. It's also constructive, but it's something more beneficial that they can actually become Krishna conscious, because then it's very easy to assimilate all these brahminical qualities. With minimal effort, we can achieve it by chanting Hare Krishna, following the orders of the Guru. Any other question? Yes? No? Very good.
We say about the Vaishnavas that they have, apart from the Brahmin qualities, one extra quality. What about the people who are not by nature, they are Brahmanas? Maybe they have the nature to be Kshatriya. They also become Vaishnavas. They have like different qualities. Of how it works actually, how it actually happens.
Somebody becomes a Vaishnava, then they start to get the brahminical qualities also. That's why in India they expect that if somebody is a devotee businessman, he won't cheat. If some devotee is a businessman, he's wearing the neck beads. People believe, okay, he must be an honest businessman. So in Navadvip, they have stores which sell imitation tulsi neck beads. I said, why that? He said, no, because you see, if we put on this neck bead, people will believe us, we can cheat them more. But if I wear tulsi and I lie, then I'll go to hell. So instead I'm putting on bells or some other words. That way I can cheat more and gain more and I won't go to hell. That's fast. I think they still go to hell. So if somebody is wearing the neck bead, then you have to see whether it's a real tulsi. But sometimes our newly converted devotees are not so conscientious. They forget that they're also responsible for whatever they do. If they cheat somebody, they have to also get the karma. So in money matters, Prabhupada said one should be careful. Even with devotees, you have to take all the normal precautions. Even Akura, he got implicated and entangled because of Shaman Taka jewel. Doing things which were not appropriate for a devotee. So this money and all this thing is very, can be very entangling. Any of our Vaishnavis have a question? Peter Berwash, the famous tennis professional who became a world famous consultant in leadership in business. He gives seminars around the world and he makes millions of dollars by giving seminar. $5,000 for one seminar. You get 300 seminars a year. There's the people say, I'm the second most travel, all this bogus stuff. There's people who travel 299 years, days a year. It's big, it's businessmen. Tennis professional flying all the time from Sao Paulo to one place tonight. I get around. But there's people that travel much more than I do. So he said he talked for 2 hours with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada gave him 8 principles that he should do business by. And he's kept all of those his whole life. Now he's making millions, giving lectures on the same principles that Prabhupada told him. But he's saying that why the devotees are not following these principles. So the devotees, their dharma is service. So we should be so expert in serving people that like Singapore Airlines will want to come and take lesson from ISKCON. Why these airlines, they're getting the awards, you know, good service, this, that. So devotees should be so famous for service. But we're not coming up to our mark yet. It's commercial enterprise they're doing for money and they're training the people. And how to, when they're on the job, how to smile, how to speak as if it's very natural, that they really care, that you get to your seat, oh sir, yes, please go to the other side. You are in row 14. Yesterday I had to fill out for Cathay Pacific one evaluation. And they said, do they speak in a very natural way, as if they cared about you, or was it in an official way, just that it was efficient and official, but not in a very personal way? Or was it in an indifferent way, which was not at all, you know, very much, you know, efficient? Or was it in a negative way, harshly and bad, and which was you done in such a way that was very poorly done? Can you evaluate? So they're trying to achieve, you know, all these things there by ramming it down the throat of these poor girls and boys that are working for them, you know. But they're pretty good, right? I mean, actually, some of the airlines got it down to a... Well, European airline, they already given up. So they already said, we'll just do official, formal, and efficient. They can't compete with the Asian one for the personal caring and, you know, all that. So they just said, we'll take this standard. So some of the European businessmen, it's good enough for them. They like that. So they asked, which standard do you like? Which one do you want? This highest standard or this standard? So Peter Burwa's, his point was that he gave us a seminar free. He said that Krishna conscious should be the best because this is your dharma. This is your religion. This is your, you know, whole purpose of life is to serve others. Brahmanas mean to serve others. So why we should, devotees are buying all the books on these things sometimes. All these books and so on. Actually, the principles of Krishna consciousness include all these things. People should be taking Prabhupada's books for learning how to do the things. Or writing books, taking out these principles. I mean, one of the principles he said, is even as a businessman, Prabhupada said, whatever you do, do it according to your principle. Now, you can make money, big deal comes there, You can buy some slaughtered meat and sell it. Even so, what? You don't do it because it's against your principle. Don't do anything against your principle. Even you're a businessman, even if you can make money, don't do it. Then if you man loses his principle, there's nothing left. All we are is our principles that we live by. Like a woman, she wants to get married. But if she marries somebody who is completely against Krishna consciousness, then she'll be not following her principle. And this person should be in mode of goodness, so it should be agreeable that we can practice and favorable. So in all of our activities, whatever it is, in our different dharma, we have to act according to these principles. That is the tapasya that in Kali Yuga we are doing. Not that we have to sit in the cold water in the freezing Himalayas and under the burning fires or something, but simply to act according to our principles. And if you do that, just like Prabhupada said, if someone money is lying on the road. A man in the mode of ignorance will look at it and he will not do anything. He'll just ignore it, you know. He's just completely in ignorance. A man in passion, he'll look at it and say, money, put it, take it up and put it in his pocket maybe. A man in goodness, he'll look and he'll see the money picking up, says, call out, is this anybody's money? Somebody lost it? Try to find who's the owner. If you don't find him, you don't put him in the pranami box. Thank you very much. Om Tat Sat.